Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi.
Now, those big bumps we see on trees, what are they and what causes them?
Not mumps. So you mean burls?
That's probably the right word, yes.
Okay. Burls are caused by a combination or a variety of things. It's a situation where a twig bud, so this is a bud, not a flower bud, and not a leaf bud, but a twig bud. So a bud that's going to extend a branch or grow into a new branch or something. Where it gets stressed out and invaded or injured, might be invaded by a fungus or a virus, and it messes up its wiring, the bud's wiring, such that instead of growing normally and in the spring kind of differentiating, the tissues differentiate and the cells then begin to create woody growth cells that would elongate and grow into a twig or extend a branch. Instead of doing that, they start to replicate themselves over and over and over again, bud cells. So that's why burls grow into these kind of rounded shapes that look like a deformed growth, because it is deformed growth. And they, if you cut into them, they're incredibly dense and full of all these little knots, because those are all these little bud cells that have been produced and then hardened into a woody, you know, material. And so in some ways, they're analogous to a benign tumor in animals.
I was just going to say that it sounded like a tumor to me. Yeah.
Yeah, so they typically don't hurt the tree. They don't cause mortality. Of course, they deform the wood in that particular location. And the larger that particular part of the tree, so if it's on the trunk of the tree or on a branch, the larger that part of the tree gets, the bigger the burl can get. So that's why we see our biggest burls on our biggest trees, like white pine or cedar. And they can occur on most any kind of woody plant, but they seem to be, at least in my experience, less common on some trees than others. So, for instance, I'm not even sure I can think of a time when I actually saw a burl on a balsam fir. I'm sure they must occur there, but I haven't been able to right now come up with a time when I've actually seen one on a balsam fir. And I don't see them very often on the trunks of aspen. I've seen them occasionally on the branches of aspen, but not so much on the trunks. So why that is, I don't know. But very commonly on spruce, on birch, on white pine, on cedar, tamarack.
Ash trees?
Ash as well, right.
Yeah. And you see them not here so much because we don't have oak trees, mm-hmm. but you see them on oak trees.
Right, yeah. So I think they can happen on pretty much any woody thing, but they're most noticeable on trees because that's where they're likely to get larger, because their trees live longer and grow to larger sizes.
Well, this may be a problem for the trees, but it's a real plus for woodworkers.
Indeed it is. And like I said, the burls don't typically cause any permanent damage or mortality to trees. They don't actually they're not taking extra nutrients or anything. They're not parasites in that sense. But they do change the grain and the structure of the wood from a standpoint that might be undesirable if you wanted to cut the trunk of the tree into boards. However, as you point out, they also have been highly desired by people for thousands of years for various purposes, because the wood is so dense and so resistant to cracking and splitting. So it's really hard to work with, as anyone who has tried to make a bowl from a burl, but they're really good for bowls because they don't split and break apart easily. They also have been used for tools like mallets, things where you need a wooden surface to be hammering with, because you need something that's not going to do damage or isn't too hard, but also is real resistant to breaking or splitting as a result of that impact. So, yeah, we have some great examples in our community of people who do wonderfully artistic things with burls. And burls are, depending upon the species, can be very highly prized. Some are much more well-known than others, some species of burls, because of their great value in terms of making things of beauty or of utility.
So we don't really know what causes the bud to do that. I mean, is it a chemical thing or is it some kind of injury?
Well, my understanding is that it can be an injury. It can be an invasion by a virus or a fungus. There are root burls. Of course, we don't see these very often unless you see one in a windthrown tree or something. But there are burls on roots. And apparently they're more often caused or most often caused by insects or by molds. And how common they are relative, you know, in our forests, relative to any place else, I don't know or much about the differences in those root burls on different species we have. But almost all burls have bark-like tissue over the outside. So even a root burl will have a very rough, kind of barky outer texture, even though it's under the ground.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on burls. They're really interesting.
Thank you. You're welcome.